Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the BizConnect radio show, your bi-weekly roundup of interesting business stories. We've always got two fabulous guests in the studio with us as well, and today is no exception. I'll introduce them in a second or two. We're going to be continuing our journey, our odyssey, through the 90s music scene today. So hopefully you'll recognise a few tunes. If you want to get up and have a boogie, then please do. Gina, who's in the studio with us today, is excited about that. You can follow us on Twitter, or X as it's now called, at Kent_Biz. We've also got a dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook page, BizConnect Radio Show. And we have a website, kentbizconnect.co.uk, so you'll be able to listen to this show again and look at some of our other shows, and also find out details of who we've got coming on to the show in the next couple of weeks as well. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you've got an interesting story to tell, we'd love to hear from you as well. If you'd like to come on the show, then do please get in touch with us through one of those channels that I've just mentioned. But I think it's time that we introduced today's guests, so I'm going to let them do that. So to my left, we have...
Hi, I'm Rebecca Smith, CEO of Social Enterprise Kent.
Rebecca, lovely to have you on the show. And to my right...
Gina English, and I'm the Sales and Marketing Manager at Social Enterprise Kent.
Brilliant. Gina, lovely to see you too. Rebecca, just for the benefit of everybody out there, who are Social Enterprise Kent? What is a social enterprise, and what are you guys all about, please?
Okay, so social enterprises are an amazing kind of business form, really. So they're businesses that want to make a profit, but it's what they do with those profits that make them special. They reinvest them back into the good of their community or into the environment that they're working in. So profit isn't a dirty word in the social enterprise world, and we're really proud to be one.
Brilliant. So you're all about community building, local community support. That's your kind of raison d'etre.
Absolutely, yeah. So Social Enterprise Kent is exactly that. We're about supporting businesses and charities and social enterprises, but also individuals and communities that we live and work in across Kent, across Ashford, but also across the southeast.
Brilliant. Okay. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of music to get us into the show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rebecca and Gina more all about Social Enterprise Kent and the fabulous initiatives that they've got in the ground in the local community, including Ashford, in a bit more detail. So do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect radio show there. My apologies for the slight delay in playing Prince. I'm sorry, Prince. That was my fault. I forgot to press the P button for play. I know, quite fundamental and rudimentary, but there we go. We got him in the end. As we were saying before the break, we've got two super guests with us in the studio today. We've got Rebecca and we've got Gina from Social Enterprise Kent. And Rebecca, just to kind of recap quickly on what we were talking about before the break, tell us about what is a social enterprise, and how do you get involved in terms of supporting local communities?
So social enterprises are organizations that have a triple bottom line, basically. So we look after people and the planet, but also very much looking at profit. So social enterprises usually have, well, they all have a social mission of some description or an environmental mission. So they're always looking at how they can support people or the environment in their communities. Mm-hmm. And getting involved, there's lots and lots of different ways of getting involved in social enterprises. In fact, there's probably a social enterprise for every type of different business that you could ever imagine, really. Construction, fencing, through to cooking and cafes and businesses, that there's so many different social enterprises. So I'd urge all of your listeners, when they're thinking about purchasing something, uh-huh, to first of all think about, could I purchase this through a social enterprise? Because uh-huh, that helps the economy, that helps people, that helps communities.
So fundamentally, the agenda that sits behind a social enterprise is a little bit different to a limited company, for example.
Yeah.
They're in business to actually do good and put that benefit back directly into the local community in terms of, you know, profits, for example.
Yeah.
But also engaging with people in that community on the ground who might, for example, come from a disadvantaged background.
Absolutely. So in the social enterprise sector, we help give jobs to lots of different wide range of people, and we really believe that diversity is a brilliant way of getting the most out of or getting the most for your organisation. There's lots of different. We help lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds. And
I saw on your website that you yourselves are a am I right in saying a disability confident employer?
Ah, yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
So tell us about that. What does that mean in terms of who you employ within the organisation, for example?
Yeah, so it's an accreditation that any organisation can get through the job centre. And basically, you sign up to being saying that you will do certain things. So, like, for example, if you're advertising for a job, if somebody declares that they have a disability on that job application, that you guarantee to give them an interview, provided that they meet the rest of the application criteria. So it helps to make sure that we're not being discriminative as an organisation, but as a sector, and making sure that everybody gets an opportunity.
I really like the sound of that. And for me, fundamentally, what's so important about all of this is it's about not leaving people behind, isn't it? You know, people are so wrapped up in their own lives and their day to day and their careers and, you know, their financial commitments and everything else. The term rat race, I think, still, you know, rings true today. And, you know, invariably, people do get left behind. People less fortunate get left on the shelf, ultimately, don't they?
Yeah.
Unless there are organisations like Social Enterprise who are proactively going out and making sure that, they engage with those people, directly, through their business, for example.
We do also encourage the people that we work with, the businesses that we work with, to try and have the same sort of mission and goals and values.
Yeah.
We did the Breaking Barriers project, where we would go to an organisation and conduct like a bit of an audit on their premises. Are they accessible? Do they have things in different languages? Or, you know, what barriers could there be for people that might be from a disadvantaged background or with a disability to being employed by them? Because, you know, we know that employment can be quite a struggle, and actually finding the right person is difficult. Mm. And having additional barriers in place to people isn't beneficial to the business or the community. Yeah. So it is really important.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I know you work on lots of different levels. You work through training programs, you engage with schools, you engage with businesses. What I'd like to do is start with just understanding how you engage with individuals on the ground and the sorts of programs that you're running at the moment, for example, to actually engage with local communities.
Okay, so we have quite a wide range of different types of kind of projects that people can get involved with, members of the community. So, for example, we have some funding from the UK Power Networks to deliver digital energy workshops, and that's for residents all across East Ken, including Ashford. And basically, in those workshops, people get the opportunity to get online and work out. It's for people who generally find it more difficult to get online, or just don't know how to use technology in the same way that some other people take for granted, in order to get the best energy deals and to think about protecting yourself from scams. And the good thing we think about that, one of the good things about that program, is that you go away with a really cool little goodie bag that has a draft excluder and some digital power bank thing.
Digital power bank. It's got smart bulbs,
that's the one.
Yeah, and it's got the foil to go behind a radiator, so that added insulation. And there's also a pack that you can download on the website with lots of tips and hints to save energy and also like grants that might be available to you. And
so that's an educational program to help people.
And it's completely free. And so if you run a community group or something like that, then you can get in touch with us and say, can you come and deliver your session within our group, and we can come and do that, or you can have a look and see what events we've got running at the moment and sign up to one.
Okay, fantastic. What a great example. So what else are you running at the moment? I know you've got quite a lot of cancer awareness.
Yeah, we've got some cancer. It's amazing how many people get a letter from their doctor or their doctor's surgery to say, go to a breast screening or a cervical cancer screening or even doing a bowel cancer screening, and then life gets in the way, people get busy, but sometimes people ignore that. So we're working within our communities and with those groups and different people who generally don't take up that opportunity to try and improve prevention of cancers, basically. There's some statistics that show across Kent the areas that there are less take-ups of those screenings. So we have a fantastic prevention program along those lines.
So it's not just all about helping disadvantaged people necessarily. It's about, you know, building information and education within the local community in general across a whole range of issues ultimately.
Yeah, we've got another program which is all about addressing health inequality, basically. So in Thanet, for example, we talk, unfortunately, in Thanet, there's we talk about the loop. There's a bus route called the loop in Thanet. Now, if you live in Broadstairs, if you stick on this bus route, your life expectancy is, I think, something like 10 or 15 years longer if you live in Broadstairs than if you live in Margate. And that's something that we want to try and address. You know, that's not acceptable in this day and age.
Fantastic. Okay, good. I think we're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the kind of business-led initiatives that you've got going on as well. I know you've got one happening in Ashford, and Tom Jenkins, who was on a couple of weeks ago, referenced it as well, specifically in the kind of the CSE sector. So let's talk about that when we come back. But for now, we're going to play a little bit of music, and join us after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. We've got two super guests with us in the studio. We've got Rebecca Smith and Gina English from Social Enterprise Kent. And guys, before the break, you were telling us all about the super community support initiatives that you've got running for individuals, for householders. At the moment, you were talking about an energy education initiative. You're talking about cancer awareness. But I know you also are keen to talk about food inflation, for example, cost of living. You also run a food bank in Ramsgate as well. So tell us a little bit about that, if you can, Rebecca, in terms of how the food bank came about and how that serves the local community, if you can.
So our food bank's a food bank with a difference. So yes, we run it out of St George's Church in Ramsgate in the church hall. It's almost like a mini supermarket. You come in, you pick up your basket, you go around, you pick what you want from the shelves. There's none of this, okay, you're given X, Y, and Z like sometimes you have in other food banks. So you have complete empowerment and choice over what you are going to feed your family. And then you go to the till as you normally would in every other shop. The prices for our food is drastically reduced upon what you would see in other shops. And that's because of kind donations from people. We do source some food at wholesale in order to be able to give people maximum amount for their pound. People need it, basically.
You don't judge people when in the door. You don't ask people to, you know, prove hardship on any kind of level. You're not making any kind of prejudgments.
No, we're not. And when people are in our store, we can help them through our other programs that we deliver. We've got a fantastic cost of living program that goes into supporting people in a range of subjects. So Gina, did you want to tell?
Yeah.
So the cost of living support program is brilliant. It covers the whole of East Kent, and our our community connectors can meet with people on a one-to-one basis and help them with a huge array of subjects. So it could be that they need some support with finding work, so we can help them looking for jobs, creating them a CV, giving them some prep, helping them with applications. It could be household budgeting, so how can they make their money go further? Health and well-being, we can give them digital skills. Obviously, that can be a massive barrier to people if they're not digitally included in life, even accessing the doctors in this day and age. We can do benefits calculations with them, and also we've got a pot of funding for white appliances as well, because you know sometimes that's a huge issue for people to replace a washing machine or a microwave. So there's a huge amount of support available, and then also there's a directory for other professionals who are supporting individuals. You can click onto our website and go onto the directory and have a look at all of the services that are available in your area for a certain purpose.
Ooh, fantastic. So you're referencing all of that online. Where do I find all of that information? What's your kind of website address for that?
Our web address is sekgroup.org.uk. Yeah. It's a relatively new website, which we're really proud of, with a new brand.
So if there's the odd typo on there, yeah, not to
let us know. Don't be too judgmental. It would have been me.
But I mean, what I'm hearing is just incredible in terms of the kind of the breadth of support and information that's available for people in their local community. And you know, going back to what we were saying before, you know, it's not just about helping disadvantaged people get a foot on the ladder and get on in life. It's really useful general advice for everybody, isn't it? And you know, some of that you just highlighted there, you know, I'm thinking, oh, that's really interesting. I might have a look at that. So
absolutely, yeah, we help people who are out of employment or in employment that want, you know, it's actually interesting in the social supermarket that we run, that the different kinds of people, I know you probably see this on the national news, but the different kinds of people we're now seeing today than we would have seen 2 years ago. Yeah. Nurses and teachers and
professional people.
Yeah. So we're trying to help our whole community. Yeah. And people can get involved too. We have lots of volunteering opportunities throughout all of our different programs. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you think, oh cool, I want to get involved with that.
Brilliant. Okay. And I know you're also about to launch a new office. I call it a shop.
Yeah.
In Margate.
I
think it's next week, isn't it?
We've got a launch for that. High Street premises, which I'm very excited about, on our Margate High Street. So we want people to be able to come in off the street and say, you know what, I need help, I need support, or I need a hot cup of tea, or anything really. So please come in and see us. We've got our premises in Margate. We've got another one in Ramsgate and another over in Folkestone, and our Folkestone and our Margate offices are available for community organisations to come and use as well, or hot desking and that type of stuff. So if anyone's interested, let us know.
So you're not just online, you're quite visible in the community as well. Yeah, brilliant. Good. Okay. I know we wanted to talk about businesses, and we are going to talk about businesses, but we're going to play a little bit of music, and when we come back we'll focus in on that if we can, in terms of the business support that's available. So do stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got two super guests in the studio. We've got Rebecca Smith, Gina English from Social Enterprise Kent. And before the break, we were talking again about some of the fabulous community support programs that Social Enterprise Kent are running for individuals in the community locally, as well as further afield in Kent. But what I'd like to do now, if we can, ladies, is talk about some of the business support programs that you've got happening in on the ground. I know you're very active in Ashford with a couple of programs that you're going to talk about, but more generally, you know, what is the business proposition from Social Enterprise Kent in terms of how you can engage with businesses?
So we've got a team of business advisors, and each of them have kind of their own skill set as well. So we're able to meet with businesses and act as consultants, basically, to create sustainable businesses and also help people develop their social values kind of strategy. We've got some targeted schemes. So at the moment, like you said, the Ashford Borough Council VCSE support scheme. So that is, as it sounds like, it's funded by Ashford Borough Council. And our business advisors are there to give free one-to-one support and consultancy to VCSE organisations. So organisations throughout the borough. So it's really fantastic. There's workshops that they get access to as well. There's some networking and that one-to-one consultancy and support with the business advisor.
So if you're thinking about setting up a voluntary charity, social enterprise, I think that's the VCAT definition, isn't it? You can come to you guys, enroll in this program and get some
free support,
some free business support, and that might be
and free training.
So business planning, all of that, income forecasting.
And we can help people develop their strategies and also get them signed up in the right way on as a social enterprise, because there's a couple of different decisions.
Even if you're employing people the first time, what do you do? Or developing those skills to be a good leader and manager. And so there's some peer support involved with that as well.
What's the format of that then? How does that work? Is it workshops with sort of peer group workshops? Or
it has a mixture, actually. So there's one-to-one support with our dedicated advisor who is a resident in this area as well, so he knows this area very well. We have one-to-one peer support, so kind of group workshops and some training. So and then the training kind of follows a fairly standard format, but it's quite flexible in terms of what the person might be needing.
Yeah, so it's all tailored to what their needs are. That's the benefit of it.
Yeah.
And then you're also working with individual organisations, perhaps larger organisations, to help them manage their social value impact. Is that right?
Yeah. So we work with one of the ones that probably the residents around here will know is a company called AAMI. Mm-hmm. So they are KCC Highways main contractor.
Okay. Big facilities management company.
They're national. So we work with the Kent team, we've basically developed a program. So they've got an aging workforce and they've got this social value strategy, and their social value manager, Mel, came and met with me, and we kind of developed an employability program, but we wanted to make it really meaningful. So we've targeted care experienced young people or disadvantaged young people in the community in Kent. So the next one is running in Ashford as well, which is brilliant. We work with the Kent County Council corporate parents. So they're all the guys that work with anyone that's been in care and is now 18 plus. So we work really closely with them to get the right people referred in. And then our training team delivers employability and life skills training for them. So it's a fantastic program, gives them a lot more than just employment training to help them succeed. And
confidence skills,
confidence building, interview skills. They also get a first aid qualification, a mental health first aid qualification, GDPR and everything like that, all on their CV. And then even if they're not successful with AAMI, they still have that experience and that CV and all of those skills to move forward, hopefully into better employment.
Wow, that's really powerful, isn't it?
And it's a win-win, I think, for everybody. You know, obviously the care experienced person gets all that amazing experience, but the organisations get more rounded individuals than they would if they just applied, put it out a job ad, you know, through all the normal channels. They get people who have got more training, and it's perfect, really.
These young people, are they young people that have been in the care system, or are they carers themselves, perhaps, for
members? They're children that have been in care. So
fostered or?
Yeah, foster care or children's homes. Mm-hmm. There's quite a large portion of unaccompanied minors in this county as well. So last year was the first year we did the program, and out of the cohort, three of them were successful and went on to start apprenticeships with Amy, and I get little updates from Mel of the guys in their role, and like little photos of them like covered in dirt, but very happy.
So as an organisation, I can come to you and say, look, you know, social value is an increasingly important part of our sustainability strategy.
Yeah.
You know, we might be an organisation that works a lot in the public sector, for example, where that's really under the spotlight in terms of what you can deliver there. Mm. And they can come to you and you can create a specific program to help them engage with, in this instance, disadvantaged people, young people in the community to help them get into work.
Yes, we can. Wow. So we can completely tailor it, and we can also help. So when people are writing government bids to secure government money, they do have to put an element of social value in it. So we can help them with that bid writing process. Yeah. And we can develop a program that sort of supports the needs within the area that they're working. So we can, you know, we've got that expertise and we've got that experience because we've been working in the communities in Kent for nearly 40 years.
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Really, really powerful stuff. I want to talk about training if we can now, because I know that's something that you do a lot of as well. You can work with organisations specifically to create some specific training programmes. Just give us an example of that. I know you can't mention names, but something that's happening in Ashford.
Yeah, so I mean, we've got paid for training, which you can go and have a look on our website, and you'll find all of the different categories, whether it's first aid or mental health first aid training. And we also work within the health and social care sector. So we've got a huge range of courses there that are all mandatory. But then in addition to that, again, like you say, working with a corporate on their social value objectives in a couple of weeks, so you'll be able to see it from the 4th of March, we've got some free business workshops. So they're going to be online and they're going to be for businesses in Kent. So sort of the kind of thing that we're going to be talking about is fostering good relationships, mental health for managers, modern slavery, net zero, and also social media essentials. So all of those are completely free for people to access and sign up to.
And that's been sponsored by a corporate entity?
It is. They're all sponsored by a corporate entity. So, like, because training is our business arm, we don't deliver free courses unless someone is funding it, and then they can sort of use us to deliver their objectives.
Yeah, fabulous. Great. Okay, so, again, plenty for businesses out there to think about. I think, you know, the whole social value proposition, I think, is becoming increasingly important. I know at the moment there's all public sector tenders have to be supported by a 10% uplift in terms of social value add currently. The talk is that if we have a change of government this year, that might go as high as 30%, and there is a new public sector procurement bill that's coming down the pipe that will actually address that directly. So, you know, if, for example, you were awarded, if you're an Amy and you're awarded £1 million to deliver, you know, an infrastructure project on behalf of a local authority, for example, you know, they would expect to see currently £100,000 worth of social value add in addition to that contract value. So, you know, it's quite a big thing for businesses to kind of get their heads around, and they need to have a strategy.
We do need to have a strategy, and that's the thing. That's where we come in, because we do have that local knowledge, and we've got all the experience in all of the other great community projects that we've already delivered and run over the years. They can kind of have a little bit of a pick and mix, like, where are we, how much budget do we have, and what needs to be done in the community to support it. So, we're here.
You're
to
on the ground in the community, so you're perfectly placed to help them strategize that, aren't you? So brilliant, fantastic, good. Well, look, we're going to play a little bit more music. When we come back, we're rapidly running out of time. We're going to talk about some of the other initiatives that you're involved with as well, if we can. I know you're very active in the school space, for example, and I attended the Green School Awards back in November, I think it was, which was a real eye-opener for me. So I'd like to talk about some of that, if we can, before we close out the show. So sure. Do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the fabulous guys from Social Enterprise Kent today, Rebecca and Gina, who've been telling us all about the wonderful community activities that they've got going on for individuals within the community, within businesses in the community that we've just been talking about. What I'd like to do now, we are coming to the end of the show, guys, is talk a little bit about how you're also engage with schools as well, if we can. I came to the Green School Awards last year in November, as I said before the break, which was a real eye-opener for me in terms of all the wonderful things that that kids are doing in the green kind of sustainability space within their schools. So tell us a little bit about that program, if you can, but also some of the wider things that you're up to.
Yeah, I mean, the Green School Awards, it is fantastic and it is growing and the children are really passionate about it. And when you see some of the examples of their sustainable or eco-friendly projects that they're doing within their schools, they do deserve to be celebrated. I mean,
I think some of the kids got flown out to
Dubai.
Dubai, didn't they?
So COP28.
Did they have beehives?
So they had the apiary, apiary, and then they've got a big, they've got a big environmental area, and other local schools come and they also sort of host them. And they did a fantastic job, didn't they?
One of the things that we spoke about at the Kent Business Summit recently, when we were talking at the sustainability panel, was the walking bus.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it's just such a simple idea. That it was so simple I couldn't even get my head around it until it was just kind of explained to me. But you know, this is the idea where it might be again be a corporate kind of engagement program where they sponsor volunteers to basically walk around the local community and pick kids up from home and walk them to school.
And like it used to be, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Now we drive too much. It's dangerous around some schools, unfortunately.
Well, pollution,
parking
problems,
and obesity.
Safety,
kids obesity. It just encourages people to be more active.
Yeah.
It's
so simple. So the awards bring all of that together, don't they?
Yeah.
And one morning at the Ashford International Hotel, it was last year, to celebrate all of that and to hand out some trophies and some well dones.
And it was really nice. So we had show and share beforehand as well. So the groups of children could bring along and demonstrate to their peers what they've been doing and really talk about it and give them more information. And there was an awful lot of sort of exchanging of email addresses and telephone numbers at that part of the event and after as well, which was so good to see, because they all want to collaborate and they all want to move forward and they all want to improve, and they're sharing their ideas, and it's all to make the planet.
And children of different ages too. The primary school children were talking to the secondary and the further education students. So that gives younger children something to aspire to as they get older and really have lots of different options.
So what else are you up to in the school space?
Well, the next thing in the calendar is the Kent Teacher of the Year Awards nominations close. So that is on the 9th. Is it the 19th of February? It can't be
the 19th
today,
I think, isn't it? Yes.
So it's just an opportunity where you can nominate anyone who's working in education. It's support staff, it's teachers, it's volunteers, it's the PTA. Just if they've gone the extra mile to do something for you, then you can send your nomination in, and then they get to come to a big glitzy awards dinner. And it's when they hear what they've been nominated for, it's really touching and it's a really special night.
So as a parent, I can nominate, or do I need to be somebody working within the school?
No, parents, peers, head teachers,
students
can. Oh yeah, they're really cute. Those nominations are lovely when they come in from
we
the
do
students.
Get a lot of nominations, thousands of nominations, which is amazing. It's growing every year.
Okay.
Nominate now.
How do we do that? Again, is it on your
website?
So just give us another shout out for that.
So it's www.sekgroup.org.uk, and then hit the schools tab and you'll see the events on there that we're delivering, and go to Kent Teacher of the Year and there's a nominate button.
Fantastic. Good, good. And I know, Rebecca, you're coming down to Discovery Park as well to
I'm
celebrate International
to
Women's Day on the 8th of March, Friday the 8th.
Yes.
And you're on the judging panel, I think, aren't
I
you?
I am. For... So I'm looking forward to getting some nominations, I think, through to my inbox on the 21st of February, I think it is. So I'm looking forward to reading about inspirational women in the science, technology, engineering sector.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, really excited about that.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. Look, ladies, I'm really sorry, but we have come to the end of the show today. We've run out of time. It's amazing to hear about everything that you are up to. You must have a staff of gazillions.
We've got 40, but we'll work of gazillions.
It is incredible, all of the really valuable and important work that you're doing within all of our local communities in Kent, not just Ashford.
It's easy to work this hard, isn't it, when you see the results of it?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And it's very purpose-driven.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's about, obviously, all enterprises, all organisations have to make money, but for you, the agenda is not just making money for money's sake.
Absolutely.
It's to then plough that back directly into all of the local community programs that you run, which is what being a social enterprise is ultimately all about. So
yeah.
All credit to you.
Virtual circle.
It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. We've got the budget coming up fairly soon in April, and I think we've got a couple of financial guests coming on in 2 weeks' time, one to talk specifically about what might be in the budget and one to talk about perhaps restructuring and insolvency services and solutions that may be of interest to the business community as well. So do join us for that in 2 weeks' time. But for now, I think we're all going to say goodbye together. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. Goodbye.